Happy Sabbath, everybody. Did you have a good week?
Yes.
Well, I know mine was good.
Yes.
Have you been enjoying the Sabbath so far?
Yes.
Turn to the person beside you and tell him or her, God is good. And the other person says all the time, God has been good to me, and I want to give him thanks for that. I must also thank God for his guidance and for giving me the privilege of preaching his word. Thanks to Abigail Thomas for the kind words of introduction, and I must also thank the junior choir for the lovely songs which set the tone for worship. It is my task today to lead us into meditation. Permit me to paraphrase a thought written by Margaret Powers. It is entitled, A Heart for Children. Parents, please listen carefully. 100 years from now, it will not matter what kind of car you drove, what kind of house you lived in, how much you had in your bank account, nor what your clothes looked like. 100 years from now, it will not matter what kind of school you attended, what kind of computer or cell phone you used, or how large or small your church was. But what will matter is that the world may be a little bit better because you were important in the life of a child. The best thing an adult can do for a child is help him or her accept Jesus. I have entitled my little presentation, Children, Instruments in God's Hands. But before I go into my presentation, let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for today. Help me to speak your words so that all can understand. Amen.
Amen.
The world we live in has a serious problem. A problem that affects our homes, our schools, our workplaces, and our churches. This problem is the sin problem, and we are all affected by it. Black, white, rich, poor, old, and young. The Apostle Paul, in Romans 3, verse 23, spoke of the extent of the sin problem. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Romans 6:23 gives us hope. It says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our sin has earned a wage and that wage is death, separation from God. God has provided a gift, eternal life. And yet, we must receive Jesus to have this new and eternal life. Jesus paid the price of our sins on the cross. Even in our sins, God loved us. Please turn with me to John 14, verse 6. Let's read it together. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I would like to review with you briefly stories of children who were used by God at a young age because they accepted and obeyed His leading. I think of Samuel, the story found in 1 Samuel 3, verse 4. Let us find it and read it. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here am I." When Samuel was just a little boy, he gave his service in the temple. He helped priest Eli doing his work with responsibility and much care. He knew that the temple was God's dwelling place. That is why he tried hard to do the work the best he could, and he behaved with reverence while he did his work. One night when Samuel was sleeping, he was awoken by a voice that called his name. He got up in a hurry and ran to the place where Eli was sleeping, thinking that he needed a special favor. Even though it is not polite for someone to wake you at midnight, Samuel went willingly and courteously to where he was called and asked, "Priest Eli, did you call me? Do you want me to do something for you?" The priest, half sleeping, recognized that he did not call Samuel, so he sent Samuel back to bed. When this happened for the third time, Priest Eli sensed that the voice that Samuel heard was the voice of God. What a privilege, a call from God for a child. It was then that Samuel, by the counsel of Priest Eli, answered quickly to the voice of the Lord. Then I think of the little maid, the story found in 2 Kings verse 5. When little maid was taken from her family, she was sad, but she was glad to work for a lovely lady like Mrs. Naaman. When Mrs. Naaman found out Mr. Naaman was sick, she was very sad. The little maid said to her, "If your husband would go to the prophet in Samaria, he would be cured of his leprosy." Naaman eagerly traveled to Elisha's home. When he got there, Elisha sent his helper to the door to tell Naaman to dip 7 times in the Jordan River and he would be cured. Naaman was very upset that Elisha did not speak directly to him but sent his servant. To make matters worse, the instruction to go dip in the dirty river Jordan was to him an insult. Eventually, with the help of his servants, he was convinced to do as Elisha had instructed. So Naaman stopped at the Jordan River. It was dirty, but he dipped into the water 7 times, like Elisha said. When he finished the 7th dip, his skin was clean. He was well. God had healed him. I believe little maid was from a godly home where she heard about the God of Israel and grew to love and obey him. That is why she was able to witness the house of Naaman about God's powerful to heal. She was just a child, but her selfless act is recorded in sacred history and as an example and encouragement to us. And then there was David, who slew the giant Goliath. This is found in 1 Samuel 17. David was only a teenage boy. How could he fight a 9-foot giant in his own strength? David had a relationship with God, and he knew that God was with him. God had helped him to kill a bear and a lion. King Saul heard that David wanted to fight the giant, and he gave David special armor to wear. Poor little David, the armor was too heavy for him. He pulled off the armor. He went to the riverbed where he picked up 5 smooth stones and put them in his pocket. Then Goliath came. He looked at David and probably laughed. He scornfully told him that he would feed him to the birds. But David said, "You may come with your armor and spears, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Today the Lord will give you to me. Everyone will know that God did this. This battle is not ours. The battle belongs to God, and He will win." David quickly ran to meet Goliath. He put a stone in his sling and hit Goliath right between the eyes. Goliath fell dead. Yes, with God's help, David did it. David knew that God would help him. He knew that God was bigger than any 9-foot-tall person. He trusted God and had faith that God would win the battle. He was only a boy, but his action demonstrated that there is no limit to the usefulness of those who give themselves to God, no matter how insignificant they think themselves to be. In more recent history, there was Ellen Harmon, later known as Ellen G. White, who responded to God's call at a tender age to be a messenger to the world and to provide powerful counsels to his people in the final moments of her earth's history. At an early age, Ellen White had experienced an injury which affected her health and presented many personal challenges in her adult life. She describes experiencing many painful episodes that God rendered her a helpless invalid, but God was with her, and having accepted Jesus as her personal Savior, she has left a legacy of writings and counsels to the world. Her writings number over 5,000 articles, 40 books published in 140 languages. Among her favorite books are Step to Christ, The Desire of Ages, Acts of the Apostles, and The Great Controversy. As a young girl, she had the choice to accept or reject God's call to be His messenger. Indeed, a young man, Hazen Foss, was given the opportunity to do so, but refused the call. Today, the Adventist Church has recognized her as the most influential of its founding members. To God be the glory. Great things can happen when children allow themselves to be instruments in God's hands. I want to be obedient and have a special relationship with God. Boys and girls, You too can be powerful instruments in God's hands. As little messengers for Him, we can also enjoy the company of God and make Him our best friend. He will listen, encourage, and protect us. He will also give us counsel so that we can do the right thing. Parents help us to be like Jesus and do it now. Do not allow us to have our own way because you love us. We need to be guided in all truth. In Proverbs 22 verse 6, parents, please read it with me. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Deuteronomy 6 verse 7 says, and thou shalt teach them diligently to thy children, and talk to them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Ephesians 6 verse 1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It is a great responsibility, but God promises to be with us always. We may fail as humans, but to do your best and let God do the rest. Help us to be like Jesus. David standing before the giant Goliath was not just an act of bravery. It was his faith in all-powerful God. David had experienced the power of God, and he knew that the God of Israel was greater than a giant. It was not the stone in the sling, it was the power behind the stone. Parents, guardians, and other adults, do not stand in our way. You may think that we are too young to choose to follow Christ. But have you ever wondered just how easy it is for some of us to understand how to do what is wrong? Studies have shown that between the ages 6 to 8 years old, most children have a good grasp of the basic concept of right and wrong, and can tell when they are not and they should be. They therefore can understand the basics of salvation and able to make an intelligent choice. The studies also show that most children lose the desire to accept Jesus and be baptized when they did not make the decision by age 10 or more. I am happy that my parents are not standing in my way. They and others encouraged me, and here I am today, standing up for Jesus. Parents, guardians, are you ready to guide your children wisely so that they can be converted into champions for the honor and glory of God? The Savior is calling us all today. Mothers, fathers, boys, girls, young people, older ones, He is calling us all. Will you heed His call? Will you come and say like young Samuel, speak, Lord, thy servant is listening. As we sing hymn number 289, The Savior is Waiting, I invite those children who have not yet given their lives to Jesus to come to the altar. There may be some adults who have not yet taken the bold step. I invite you to be a good example for the younger ones. Take a step for Jesus so that Elder Jaron Whiteley can pray for us.
Let us pray. Kind Father, we pause to acknowledge that you are God. We praise you. We honor you. We give all glory to your name. We come today because you are interested in us. It was back in the Garden of Eden that you said, it's not good for man to be alone. And man was created for fellowship with you. We are reminded of the great sacrifice that you have made to draw us to you. As we come to you today, we open our hands, we open our hearts, and we pray that you will purify us, because we know that unholy beings cannot stand in front of you. Father, we pray for these children this morning. We pray that you will touch their hearts. They have made a decision to surrender their lives to you. It's not too early, because, Lord, we are very much aware of many child soldiers in different parts of the world. They know how to fight. But these ones have come in peace. They have come to accept you. We pray that you will accept the prayers of their hearts. And we lift up the adults who have come. Lord, they had long wanted this moment. They have long sought for you in deep places, in faraway places. And you said that if we seek you, you will draw nigh to us. And we accept the blessing that you are drawing nigh to these dear ones. And we pray that your Holy Spirit will come into their hearts and into their lives and change them for the better. Fill them with the peace that only your Holy Spirit can give. And we also lift up those members of this congregation who come with various challenges and difficulties. And Lord, there must be persons who feel like they want to give up. Persons who are looking at the way their lives are going and are wondering what next and when will you come through. Lord, we as believers today join with them. And we ask them that you will grant them patience and grant them wisdom and grant them that breakthrough and remind them that in your time you will come through. Lord, if only we could see between then and now what difference it would make. But between then and now, Holy Father, we ask that you will open our eyes to be more like you and grant us the peace and the patience that we need to take us through. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers this afternoon. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Do you believe this, brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Do you believe that God is going to move mightily in your life? Would you just raise your hand and say thank you?
Thank you.
Amen.
Boys and girls, it is my prayer that by God's grace, we will allow ourselves to be instruments in God's hands. And parents, that you would encourage and support our decisions to surrender our hearts totally to Jesus. Happy Sabbath, and God bless you all.